Blog Talk Radio.
Bukoya Hamishi. It is the fifth day of the week, and we do have a Tehillim that is recited in the fifth day of the week, found in chapter 81, and again it will be recited also in Hebrew. Let's begin. Ramnazeha al Hagetit La Asaf Haninu Lelohim Uze Haru Lelohe Yaakov Su Zemra Utnetov Kino Naim Evnavel Tiku Vahoresh Shofa Bakese Layom Hage Ki Hoh La Yisrael Hu Mishpot Lelohe Yaakov Edut Bihosef Sam Bazit Alweet Mizraim Sofat Lo Yadati Eshma Hasiroti Misavel Shikim Kape Midud Tavona Batzara Karata Vahalze Im Basita Raam Echan Alme Mriva Sela Shema Ame Veeda Ba Yisrael Im Tishmale Lo Yiye V El Za Vilo Tishtahave Leel Neha Anoke Yahava Elohe Hamaal Me'ered Mizraim Hahefpe Va'amale Veloshama Ame Lakole Bi'Yisrael Lo Avale Va'ashache Bishwerut Leba Yaku Bimoazote Lu Ame Shomea Li Yisrael Birwake Yahaleko Kimat Oeve Aknea Val Zore Ashiv Yadi Mazane Yahava Yaka Hashulo Vihe Ita Lolam Vaya Akile Mehalev Chita Umizur Devash Asbeye.
Yes, yes, yes. Shalom, Havarim, the evening psalm, Psalm 81 there, the Hebrew, blowing up the trumpet, the shofar. Hebrew highlights, of course.
Psalm 81.
מזמור פא למנצח על הגיתית לאסף, 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 לאסף.
Sing aloud unto God our strength, our strength.
עוזנו, 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 עוזנו. הרנינו לאלוהים עוזנו, 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 עוזנו.
Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob, God of Jacob, God of Jacob.
לאלוהי יעקב, לאלוהי יעקב, לאלוהי יעקב. הריעו לאלוהי יעקב, לאלוהי יעקב, לאלוהי יעקב, לאלוהי יעקב, לאלוהי יעקב, לאלוהי יעקב, לאלוהי יעקב.
Take a psalm and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed on our solemn feast day. For this was a statute for Israel and a law of the God of Jacob. This he ordained in Joseph for a testimony when he went out through the land of Egypt, where I heard a language that I understood not. I removed his shoulder from the burden. His hands were delivered from the pots. Thou calledst in trouble, and I delivered thee. I answered thee in the secret place of thunder. I proved thee at the waters of Meribah. Selah. Hear, O my people, and I will testify unto thee. O Israel, if thou wilt hearken unto me, there shall no strange God be in thee, neither shalt thou worship any strange God. I am the Lord thy God which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. But my people would not hearken to my voice, and Israel would none of me. So I gave them up unto their own heart's lust, and they walked in their own counsels. Oh, that my people had hearkened unto me, and Israel had walked in my ways! I should soon have subdued their enemies, and turned my hand against their adversaries. The haters of the Lord should have submitted themselves unto him. But their time should have endured forever. He should have fed them also with the finest of the wheat, and with honey out of the rock should I have satisfied, 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 have satisfied.
Psalm 81, the evening psalm appointed as chanted in the temple of Jerusalem on the fifth day of the week, called Thursday. Here, today's daily psalm, we have Psalm 114, also an Exodus theme. But right here, 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 Nikki Silk, Wandering Sheep.
Love, John, you know. Jump! It's our life and our salvation. Social life, you know, one.
Whoa,
whoa, yeah, yeah. Once there was a wandering sheep, roaming ghetto street with no place to sleep. And a judge I know now, Rastafari, I rise again. Once there was a lost soul, with no place to shelter from the cold. And a judge I know now, Rastafari, I rise again. Today you're up, tomorrow the sinking sand. Today you're up, tomorrow the sinking sand. So never kick us off for a while in doubt. Give to my nephew and proper man. Once there was a wandering sheep, roaming ghetto streets with no place to sleep. And a judge I know now, Rastafari, I rise again. Once there was a lost soul, with no place to shelter from the cold. And a judge I know now, Rastafari, I rise again. Listen. Jamaica, judge of all my foolery, and of him I've got to learn. Kindness is raindrops, of which I confirm. Once there was a wandering sheep, roaming ghetto street with no place to sleep. And a judge I know now, Rastafari, I rise again. Once there was a lost soul, with no place to shelter from the cold. And a judge I know now, Rastafari, I rise again. Now I'm up and riding, riding in tranquility. Gain my stability from the Almighty. Once there was a wandering sheep, roaming ghetto street with no place to see. Judge I know now, Rastafari, I rise again. Once there was a lost soul, with no place to shelter from the cold, and the judge I know now. Rastafari, rise again. Today you're up, tomorrow I'm sinking sand. Today you're up, tomorrow I'm sinking sand. So never kick up for a while he's down. Give to my husband and it's got a plan. Bravo man. Whoa, whoa, yeah, yeah. Roaming get to sleep with no place to sleep. When I judge, I know now. Rastafari, I rise again. Once there was a lost soul with no place to shelter from the cold. When I judge, I know now. Rastafari, I rise again. Jamaica, judge of all my fooling, and I feel I've got to learn. My native raindrops, of which I confirm. One soul is a wandering sheep, roaming get to see with no place to sleep. When I judge, I know now. Rastafari, I rise again. One soul is a lost soul with no place to shelter from the cold. When I judge, I know now. Rastafari, I rise again.
Hear, O Israel, 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 Israel.
Shema Yisrael,
Shema Yisrael,
Shema Yisrael,
Shema Yisrael,
Yisrael, Yisrael.
The Lord our God, 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 God.
Adonai Eloheinu, 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 Eloheinu.
Is one Lord, 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 Lord. Lord.
Adonai Echad, 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 Adonai Echad.
And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might. 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 And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart. And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes. And thou shalt write them upon the posts of thy house, and on thy gates, my 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 gates. And it shall come to pass, if ye shall hearken diligently unto my commandments which I command you this day, to love the Lord your God, and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul, that I will give you the rain of your land in his due season, the first rain and the latter rain, that thou mayest gather in thy corn and thy wine and thine oil. And I will send grass in thy fields for thy cattle, that thou mayest eat and be full. Take heed to yourselves, that your heart be not deceived, and ye turn aside and serve other gods and worship them. And then the Lord's wrath be kindled against you, and he shut up the heaven, that there be no rain, and that the land yield not her fruit, and lest ye perish quickly from off the good land which the Lord giveth you. Therefore shall ye lay up these my words in your heart and in your soul, and bind them for a sign upon your hand, that they may be as frontlets between your eyes. And ye shall teach them your children, speaking of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, when thou liest down and when thou risest up. And thou shalt write them upon the doorposts of thine house and upon thy gates, that your days may be multiplied, and the days of your children, in the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers to give them, as the days of heaven upon the earth, 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 upon the earth. Upon the earth, 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 upon the earth. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, and bid them that they make them fringes in the borders of their garments throughout their generations, and that they put upon the fringe of the borders a riband of blue. And it shall be unto you for a fringe, that ye may look upon it, and remember all the commandments of the Lord, and do them. And that ye seek not after your own heart and your own eyes, after which ye used to go a-whoring, that ye may remember and do all my commandments, and be holy unto your God. I am the Lord your God, which brought you out of the land of Egypt to be your God. I am the Lord your God, your God, your God, your God, your God.
Amen. Amen.
The Lord.
Lord.
Yeah. Rastafari live it. Last year I live it and reigned in the heart of all man forever. Ja.
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 Yes, yes, yes. That was a tefillah, the prayer right there, the evening prayer with the Shema. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 to 9, chapter 11, verses 13 to 21, and Numbers chapter 15, verses 37 to 41. But here, for this 35th sabbatical study for the Shabbat Strong, let's go through a little bit of an overview of study here at the fifth day. Seventh day, almost here, here, here.
So sabbatical study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong.
Shabbat Strong.
Shabbat Strong.
Shabbat Strong.
Shabbat Strong.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad.
Right, before even bringing forward the synopsis for this 35th sabbatical study, lift up. Literally in the Hebrew, it's lift up, naso. The 35th sabbatical degree of I&I studies, naso. The fuller full is naso et rosh. Naso et rosh. Naso, lift up et, that object marker for the verb, naso, et, lift up what? Et rosh. Rosh, the head. Here we have a census. Here we have a count. So let's go through a overview. Give thanks. Give thanks. Chaver Shelley. Yes, I. Yes, I. We're just asking whether our earlier, you know, word sound was actually heard. So here we pick up with a synopsis here for this sabbatical study. Synopsis for this 35th. Not so. KJV has take. Bringing out the sense of it directly in the Hebrew is lift up the head. So the phrase of lifting up the head is to say like, take the head count. It's a census here. So in the previous sabbatical study, at the 34th degree of I&I sabbatical study, Torah portion, we had Bamidbar. Bamidbar here, 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 the second reading here in the fourth book of Moshe, called the book of Numbers. In the Hebrew, it's known as Bamidbar, which means in the wilderness. So previously, the previous Torah portion was the same name as the book in the Hebrew, Bamidbar, in the wilderness. It counted the three clans. The three clans are in the Hebrew the Mispachot. Mispachot, singular Mispacha, or you might hear it as Mispaka. Mispaka. Mispaka is family, but family in the sense of the family circle. The direct nuclear part of the family is the Beit Av, the Beit House of the Av, House of the Father. So previously, Bamidbar, previous sabbatical study, had counted the three clans, the three family circles, the clans of the tribe of Lewi that would assist HaKohanim, that would assist the priests. So this principle here, all of the priests, according to HaTorah here, all of the priests are Levites, but not all of the Levites, HaLewim, the Levites are HaKohanim, are priests. So here we have the counting of the three clans of the tribe of Lewi, of Levi, that would assist the priest to perform the work of HaMishkan. The Mishkan, Mishkan is the tabernacle from the Hebrew Shakan, Shakan, to tabernacle, to dwell, the Mishkan, HaMishkan, the tabernacle. Now, of the three clans, we have the Kohathites, Kohat, from Kohat, the Kohathites, or the Kohati, right? They were given prominence, preeminence and prominence of place in their service. Why? Both because they were responsible for carrying the most sacred objects, the most sacred objects of HaMishkan, and also because Aharon u'Banayo, Aaron and Banaim, his sons, who are in the context here, HaKohanim. Let's note that Aaron and his sons, here we have at this point,
only the two sons of Aharon, Eleazar and Yitamar. As we know previously, even in Vayikra, Leviticus, Nadab and Abihu had got a burn notice because they had offered strange fire. So here we have Aharon, the Hebrew Christ, or the Hebrew Moshiach, the Hebrew anointed, and his sons, also the anointed. We emphasize that because to get the true Hebrew context, when we get into the Brit Chadasha, we can see the correspondence. So, because Aaron and his sons, the priests, were the leaders, they were the leaders of that particular clan. So the reason why the Kohathites of the three clans, the three family circles, Mispachot, of the Levites were given prominence is because they were responsible for carrying the most sacred objects. We can say the Holy of Holy, the Holy and the Holy of Holy objects of the tabernacle. And because Aharon and his sons, they were the leaders, the Roshim, the Rosses, the Rosh. Rosh is head in the Hebrew as Ras in the Amharic, Ris in the Gutis. So we can see the similarity of the Afro-Shemitic. They were the leaders of that clan. Now, in order to serve, however, a Lewi, a Levite, was required to be between the ages of 30 and 50 again. In order to serve, so we have actually two camps to say, in a sense, not two camps, but how we put this, to put it into context, we have two hosts, the word Tzeba, or in the plural, Tzebaot, as we have Yahuwah Tzebaot, often translated as Jehovah of armies, also translated as Jehovah of hosts. One, we have the rank and file Israelites, right, of the 12 tribes, and here we have the Levites. The Levites, they're a separate service. So we know that for previously in Bamidbar, we get a count, right, of the army. So that's one service in the military, in the army. And the count there was from 20 years old and upward. But remember that the Levites were outside of that count. They were separate, right? So here we learn that in order to serve, a Levite was required to be between the ages of 30 and 50. For the rank and file Israelites from the 12 tribes to serve in the army, one had to be 20 years above. But to be a Levite, right, or to serve, for a Levite to serve, was required to be between 30 and 50. And an additional census or count was taken that listed 2,750 Kohathites. Once again, additional census that was taken, it listed 2,750 Kohathites. Now the Kohathites, Kohatim, they were the tribe of Aaron and his sons, and they were the ones who in their service would carry the holy things. So there was a list of 2,750 of them. They all were eligible for service. So we have like the armed services, and then we have, we could say, the holy services and the sanctuary. Now here, in this sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong here, as we complete the seven Shabbat count from Bikurim, first fruits, that corresponds in the Old Testament or in the Hebrew scriptures in HaTorah, right, we have that right there with the 50 days from the Exodus to reaching Har Sinai. So in the Old Covenant or Old Testament view, the significance of Shavuot, called Shavuot by other Jews, we say Shavuot, right, we have weeks. So a Shavua is a week. A week, in other words, from the first day, Ehud, that's called Sunday, to the seventh day, Shabbat day. So here, we have in the New Covenant sense, the resurrection of Yeshua HaMoshiach corresponded at that time in that year, one time for all time, corresponded with the Bikurim. That's where the first fruits are offered. So as we have in the New Covenant scriptures, the Brit Chadasha with Yeshua HaMoshiach, Yeshua HaNotri being the first fruits, right? And then the brothers who rise up, right, afterward, you know, being those who are like the harvest. So what we have here in the New Covenant sense is a time between the resurrection of Yeshua HaMoshiach, right, and that giving of the Ruach HaKadosh, the Holy Spirit, in the upper room of Zion. This also brings out again one of the themes. We no longer come to Mount Sinai, but we now come to Har Zion, to Mount Zion. So from the Old Covenant sense, the Exodus, 50 days after that, they reached Mount Sinai. And at Mount Sinai, we can say, is the beginning of that birth of the nation with the giving of the constitution, as it was, the 10 words, the Esaret HaDibarim, the 10 words, the 10 commandments to call Beit Yisrael, to all of the house of Israel. In the New Covenant sense, the resurrection of Moshiach, corresponding even to that Exodus, that point of Exodus, and 50 days later, or two sevens, seven times seven, seven Shabbat, plus the morrow after. So that's the 50 days, the Pentecost sense. But here, in this sabbatical study, this Torah reading and feeding, we're still in the synopsis here, getting an overview. This Torah reading and feeding, picking up with Numbers chapter 4 at verse 21 to Numbers chapter 7, verse 89. And a little note, this is said to be one of the longest, as per verses, the longest Torah readings and feedings. So this Torah reading and feeding here, this sabbatical manna, angel's bread, it begins with Ha'elohim, the power, Yahuwah, Jehovah, telling Moshe, Moses, to likewise, in the same wise, likewise count all qualified males of the other two clans. So we had left off previously with the count of the Kohathites, right? And now Jah is giving Moses the instruction to count all the qualified males of the two other clans, the two other family circles of the Levites, namely the Gershonites and the Merarites, who would be responsible for maintaining and moving the tabernacle, HaMishkan, the tabernacle structure, during the desert, during the wilderness trod, during the desert journey. Now, the additional census or head count, it revealed that there were 2,630 men of Gershon who would care for the woven materials of the tabernacle, namely the curtains, the roof coverings, the wall hangings, and 3,200 of the Merarites of Merari who would care for the wooden framework, as well as the courtyard posts and the courtyard sockets. In total, there were 8,580 Lewim, or Levites, who were under the direct supervision of Aaron's son, Ithamar. Now, Moshe then instructed the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, the children of Israel, the Israelites, to remove all those who were ritually unclean or unhygienic, so to speak, from the camp. These included all who were afflicted with tzara'at. Tzara'at, in strong quotes, is often referred to as leprosy, but a more better study will bring out skin disease. All who had an issue in the Hebrew, the zav. Zav in ancient Hebrew, modern Hebrew, they say zav. All who have an issue. And those who were defiled by contact with the corpse, with the dead body. Once again, those who were to be removed from the camp. They were not to be in the camp, but like outside the camp. These included all those who were afflicted with skin disease or tzara'at, and all those who had an issue. Azab gives a whole new context to, like, somebody say, yeah, so-and-so got an issue. All those who had an issue, and those who were defiled by contact with the corpse. In addition, the people were commanded to confess their chet, their missing the mark, their sin, their lack, their forfeiture, their fukuri. and to make restitution to those they had harmed, and make guilt offerings. This is a synopsis here, but just to add a little more light, when it says to make restitution to those they had harmed, we're not just speaking like many of the Gentiles and, you know, counterfeit Christianity or others, you know, they would think that this is like a spiritual thing. No, but it also speaks about one of the areas the law covers, covering the nine areas of people activity, seeing about business. So if one had defrauded their brethren or one in business, this was also a sin, a chet, a chatiyat, missing the mark, a fukari. So they had to make restitution to those they had harmed. So it's not just like you beat somebody up or you say something. No, but if you do bad business or you flim-flam, right? And also make guilt offerings. Now the portion, the parsha here, 35th degree for this Shabbat Nasot, it continues with a special Torah, a special direction instruction of the Torot, the direction instructions. This is concerning a, quote, suspected wife, end quote. Or in the Hebrew, this is known as a sota means like to go astray, right? One who goes astray, who could be tested for infidelity by a ritual, a rite and a ritual revealed here that involved drinking a goblet of water specially prepared by a Kohen, a priest, and saying amen to a curse or a consequence up on her if she really was guilty of adultery. Now this is followed, let's pause here before we go into what is followed by. Because this is, we've heard a lot of ones reasoning on this right here, and I thought it was interesting to put things into context. Right here, before I just looked up, you could Google this, it's ancient laws of infidelity. Now the first one that pops up is the Hebrew laws. And it says right here, just to share right here, you know, Lion of Judah society, we're an intelligence service. But the first thing we have to do is take the info, right, and take out the disinfo and make some intel out of it. This is an example here of what we're talking about. Here, we looked up ancient laws of infidelity. Ancient laws of infidelity. First thing that comes up, you know, where Google will hatch up something and put it at the top, is Hebrew laws. And it says here, it says, man that committed adultery for another man's wife, even he that committed adultery with his neighbor's wife, the adulterer and the adulteress shall surely be put to death. A little commentary here. This is why Robeinu, Einai Rabbi, the Rabbi, Yeshua HaMashiach in the Brit Chadasha. When they brought the woman, remember when they brought the woman, you heard about it or you recall, they brought the woman that was caught in the act. Wow, she was caught in the act. Yeah, of adultery. It seems like adultery is a crime for two. Note that they only brought the woman. This is why Robeinu Yeshua HaMashiach dismissed that, right? And he gave the woman a warning, right? You know what I mean? He knew there was something going on, but they had malpractice. You know, like in law, it was malpractice. It's brought the woman, but they caught the woman in the act of herself. If it was herself, it wouldn't be adultery. But anyway, but here it says the Old Testament, and this is outside of the quote, they say the Old Testament records that an adulteress was put to death by burning. Can you show me a scripture? Can you give me a citation? Yes, we know what Yehuda said. You know what Judah said, right? At that time that Judah said this before Moshe's law and everything. But if one can show me actually where it says this, it doesn't really say that unless somebody can show me. Chabarim, I might be wrong on this. Iron sharpened iron. But they gave a direct quote from the scripture. This comes from a site called... what's this? Heinonline. HEINONLINE.org. Right? They have a PDF here. The document is called Ancient Laws of Adultery, a synopsis. Probably later on we'll download it. But we wanted to compare and contrast. Because we said earlier in the Shabua that this right here was very interesting. We read it today and we say, what? So if a man got jealous and the law of jealousy or zealousy and he thought his wife was committing adultery, he would take the woman to the priest and she would have to go through this rite and ritual, drink this water, say amen, and so forth and so on, and this might happen or that might happen to her. But let's put it into context because we have evolved from that particular psycho spiritually from that time. But back at that time, back in them days. You know how we say today is not like the previous days? We say, you know, this is a different time. Like, this is not the 60s. This is not the 50s, not the 40s. This is not 1865. This is not 1776. This is not none of that. See, some people are like kind of lost, you know, in time and everything. We got to put things in this context. So I scroll down the page, just a highlight here, right? And down here it says adultery laws is a Wikipedia page. There's an interesting page on adultery in classical Athens, for example, right? And it said here, famously, Athenian culture and adultery laws consider seduction of a citizen woman a worse crime than rape. That's interesting. So if you seduce a woman who is a part of the Greek, like, a citizen, then they will punish you with worse. It would be like, it would be worse than if you raped, so-called, her, right? But be that as it may, right there, there's another article here, right? Want to download this thing's a PDF. Yeah, it's on jstor.org, Adultery in Ancient Near Eastern Law. I'm mentioning this because one will say, oh, look at that Bible, the Bible. But what they don't recognize because of Stockholm Syndrome, white supremacist Stockholm Syndrome, what you don't recognize is that before this regulation was revealed, right? Like before Torah was revealed to the B'nai Yisrael, every firstborn son was able to be the priest of his household and his family. He can go forth, he can give an offering, he would be the priest of his family. But once they had come into the covenant, right, things changed. Once they came up into the covenant, and after they had broke it with the molten calf, the Egel Maseka, right, falsely called the golden calf, they had lost because they broke their word. So the covenant was broken by the Israelites, and we had a renewing of the covenant. So we had actually the new covenant in the old covenant. I'm pointing this out because we have to put things into context. Before HaTorah was revealed, if a man suspected that his wife committed adultery back in them days, I'm not talking about today, I'm talking about back in them days, right, to see where the good, the holy, the beneficial of Torah was, the man could act without, you know, any witnesses. He could act. You know, they call it even today, there's something that they call, what they call it? A crime of passion. So as we study this right here, what we have found in I and I sabbatical studies, right, as we study it, not just get a selected verse and then pour all your ignorance into a verse, but actually look at it into fuller context, is that what Jah was doing was regulating them, catching them where they were, and regulating them to something better. So right here, what we have in this law, the suspected wife law, was a regulating of the mandem. Think about it for a moment. As we look at other cultures, man, have you read what other cultures say concerning if a husband suspected his wife of, suspected, doesn't mean that she did. And this is the beautiful thing about the Torah and the instruction here if we read in the full of full, right? It basically says that if he suspected, there's a case that he might be right. There's a case he might be just jealous. He might have told his wife, hey, don't speak to that brethren over there. And then he see the wife, his wife speaking to her and say, ah, they're doing something. And then he go and he kill, right? Kill her, kill him. He just do whatever because he's upset. He's angry. He's suspicious. But now he has to actually, if he's Torah observant and if he's in good standing in the covenant, he actually has to go through this regulation here and before he even acts. So in a sense, the wild, you say, nature of things since the fall is gradually being regulated here. That's why we have the Brit Chadasha, even renewed, as we have, when I say evolved, I'm not saying from so-called monkey to man evolve. I'm saying evolve from a low degree of consciousness to a slightly higher degree of consciousness. So I point that out right there. We're getting into some more of the details because in looking at some things right here, it was interesting because here on Roman, the Romans had a thing, a law that says he may kill his daughter at once. What? Right? This must be understood to mean that having today killed the adulterer, he cannot reserve his daughter. So in other words, if a man had a daughter and his daughter, like his child, right, somehow did something, commit adultery, he might kill the man, but if he did, according to their law, he had to kill, you know, he killed a woman, he has to kill the man. I pointed this out because one has to look at the context of the time. we read in, I think, Assyrian and other nations, as we did a little study on this, we said, chant. It was brutal. In one case, it said that if a woman was suspected of committing adultery or something like that, it was almost like throw her in the water, almost, and if she floats, then she didn't do it. If she sinks, then she did it. I said, what? Just point this out, right here, just for a reason. So, yes, this is not necessarily in the new covenant the way we operate, but we must learn the wisdom of this. It basically means that even if he suspected it, right, he should try to investigate it, and he should not act off his feelings and his emotion. Because as we read it, there's a case where she did not do it. So imagine, she didn't do it, but he suspected because he told her, don't speak to that man or don't speak to that brethren. He see her speaking to that brethren, so he said, oh, she must be such and such. He killed her. Then he found out you know what I mean? But then if he did that, then no doubt they found out that, you know, he killed our sister and she didn't do anything. Well, in the community, you see, this Torah is a community thing. You know, we're learning this in the wilderness, but we have to come to community. Because one thing about this is that we're reading this and studying this here, and a lot of ones are thinking that, oh, because they read this here, they can act off of this. No, that's not how to operate it. It's a community, right? It's a community. We still are scattered. This is for a community. So it operates different in community. There are principles that even though we're not in community, there are precepts and principles, righteous precepts and principles, but there are certain things that require the community. But just to point that out right there, concerning the suspected wife, right, how it regulated what amongst many other nations was something that was just assumed to be the right of a man. There's something that was assumed to be right, right, because they lived in a, I'm not going to say a realer world, but a world that had less checks and balances. So this is a check and balance. But after that there, this is the part that we like to unpack right here. Let me ask a question before we go into this synopsis. Was Yeshua, right, Yeshua, Jesus, a.k.a., quote, Jesus, end quote, according to the translator and the way they taught you to speak it, I don't know where the Z come in Jesus. I don't know where the Z is at. But anyway, was he a Nazarite, do you think? Or was he a Nazarene? Follow-up question. Is a Nazarene a Nazarite? Our answer is, to the second question, a Nazarene is not a Nazarite. But after the Sota, the suspected wife, and the law concerning jealousies or zealousy, this is followed by the law of the Nazir, or someone. It could be a man or a woman. So here's an equal opportunity to be set apart for man or woman. So in the scripts, it's not sexist as these tax and spend godless liberals, you know, make believe today. And a lot of our people, unfortunately, don't study for themselves. This is followed by the law of the Nazir. Nazir in the Hebrew means like crown. Or someone, male or female, who makes a special vow of consecration for a specific period of time. This is what is called the Nazirite vow. In KJV, I think they say Nazarite, but actually it's more correctly Nazirite. During the time of separation, the Nazirite, must abstain from consuming any alcohol or grape products, give up cutting their hair, and not come near a corpse or a dead body. Let's make a note here. People say, well, normally you won't come near a corpse or a dead body. But let's understand, in the ancient world, they did not have, like we have today, undertakers. You know, they didn't have, well, let me say it again. For the Israelites, we didn't have institutions of this, and many nations didn't really have institution of this. The ancient Egyptians, well, that's something different. You know, they actually did have an institution of it. So where the family, most likely, if he was in the cities in ancient Kemet, you know, they had institutions that would, you know, take care of that for the right fee, like today. But in the ancient times, if your relative, family member, so forth and so on, had passed away or died, it was the responsibility of members of the family or the near of kin to prepare the body and go through all the rites and rituals, just to put it into context. It wasn't saying like, well, you walk down the street or you walk down the road and over there there's a dead animal or something and you don't really touch it or whatever, but it doesn't mean like that you've been defiled. But it means that you might have to, you know, do your duty, right? If it's your near of kin, mother, father, sister, brother, son, daughter, or wife, or, you know, someone near to you. And therefore that would effectively end that separation, and then one can always do a reboot and start again. At the end of the vow period, the Nazirite, so if a Nazirite, one said, I seek to separate for the next year until the next harvest, next year. It'll be from this time to that time. So at the end of the vow period, the vow, a vow is a votive offering. Votive means will. That means you express by word, sound, and power what you will do. Right, so at the end of that vow period, at the end of the period of time that you have done what your word, sound, and power said you would do, the Nazirite was required to give offering at the Mishkan, at the tabernacle. Now, Elohim then tells Moshe to teach Aharon u'Benayo, Aaron and his sons, a special threefold baraka. A special threefold blessing, a special threefold word, sound, and power of increase, of prosperity and peace, known as the priestly blessing, to use when they bless Amo Yisrael, when they bless your people, when they bless the people of Yisrael. Now the parasha, the manna here, the angel's bread right here, this Torah reading and feeding, it fulfills and ends with a list of gifts given by the leaders, by the princes, the Nasim, the princes, the leaders, the heads, the rasses of the 12 tribes at the initiation, the starting, the beginning of the altar. So when they initiated the Mizbeach, the altar at the tabernacle, each of the 12 tribe princes, they gave an offering. Now, this initiation on the KJV, it says dedication, is called the Chanukat. The Chanukat. The Chanukat. Here we get the root idea of Chanukah. And it's from here that we get the readings as well during the Maccabee fighting holiday, Island Day of Chanukah, the holiday where we resist assimilation to the world, flesh, the satanic Greco-Roman system of things. This is where we get the link for Hanukkah, where they had to re-initiate, restart, clean, cleanse, purify the temple after what had occurred during the time of the Seleucids, the Greeks, the Grecos, back in them times, the Maccabee. And that comes in between Malachi and Matthew. So if you have a Bible and you go to Malachi, after that you should be able to find Maccabee. If you don't find Maccabee, that means that you don't have the full script right there. So we will advise ones and ones, you know, certain documents like the 1611, you know, 1611 Bible, the actual 1611 Bible, right? Or one can buy or purchase an Apocrypha with the 15, I think about 15 or so books. Right, because very important, it goes between. It helps to bridge the gap between what's called the Old Covenant and the New Covenant. So here, brothers and sisters and brothers, here, just getting an overview right here as we're moving forward to the 49th day right here in the season, fulfilling the seven Sabbaths that we are commanded to count complete until the harvest. And here, the two sevens clash.
Yeah, that he's gonna meet. And I can see with my own eyes, it's only a housing scheme that divides. But I live on Bombay, when the two demons fly. The tree outside Ferry Pony Station. How beautiful it used to be. And it has been destroyed by lightning, earthquake and thunder. I say, oh, what?
Moa and Sas im Negede Yehuda. Moa and Sas im Negede Yehuda. Imoa.
And when the Lamb opened the seventh seal, silence, covered the sky.
You just got to make it. So if you're mediocre, then you are a joker.
My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Here is in the eyes of the beholder, and love is in the presence of the lovemaker. Life is in the words of the comforter. Enjoy much longer, live much longer. Here is in the eyes of the beholder, and love is in the presence of the lovemaker. Life is in the words of the comforter. Enjoy much longer, live much longer. Here is in the eyes of the beholder, and love is in the presence of the lovemaker. Life is in the words of the comforter. Enjoy much longer, live much longer.
I was lost. Lost in sin sorrow on an isle in life's dark sea, my child, I've come to save you. Step on board and follow me. Tis the old ship of Zion. Tis the old ship of Zion.
Are you alright?
I'm fine.
People are looking at you.
One morning, I got on
board. Rest with Jesus, Deacon.
Thank you, sister, for the soothing truth. In that old hymn,
amen.
Safe with Jesus, the captain.
You know he is.
Kadamawi, Kadamawi, Inflasia.
The home place is to
help. His foundation is in the wall of mountain. Jealous is the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of the O city of God. I'll make mention to Rahab and Babylon to them that know I. with the old Philistine Tyre of Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there. And the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari.
With Ethiopia, this man was born there. Babylon, to them that know me. Mention of Rahab and Babylon, Selah. I will make mention of Rahab and Babylon to them that know me. Behold, Philistia and Tyre with Ethiopia. This man was born there. Man was born there. See.
The upper room. The upper room. The upper room.
Returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room, where abode both Peter and James, and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes.
From the upper room of Zion, would they be on? Distinguishing the light seeker from the peon. Rise, lay it on us, lay upon us, knowledge that is eons. Old has it been told since the days of old. And I sit and watching the story unfold. Yeshua gave us the code, gave us the name. Ketamawi Haile Selassie, the first will reign. The opener of the book of the seven seals. Time for the gathering. It's the matter and no, not the Vatican. Christ in his kingly character, we on that again. I'ma keep speaking the scriptures until I'm out of wind. Built on the true foundation, there's no shaking. There's no need of you hating. Stop hesitating. How many of you have been waiting? In the upper room. We meeting in the upper room of Zion.
These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary the mother of Jesus and with his brethren. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room. They went up into an upper room. Upper room. Upper room. Upper room.
The upper room. The upper room.
In the Christian tradition, based on Acts 1:13, the upper room was said to be the site of the Last Supper, i.e. the cenacle. But it was not the upper room found in Mark 14:15 and Luke 22:12 is the site of the Last Supper. However, the upper room in Zion, Acts 1:13, located on Mount Zion in the city of David, was the usual place where the apostles of Adonai Baruch Hu stayed in Jerusalem. And according to the Rastafari Encyclopedia, based upon Acts 2:42, as it is written, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and breaking of bread and in prayers. It was thus the first church of the Nazarene, our black master and savior, Jesus Christ, and said by many to be the first Christian church. Christian church. Christian church. Christian church.
Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room, where abode both Peter and James, and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes, and Judas the brother of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary the mother of Jesus and with his brethren. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room.
Upper room.
They went up into an upper room.
Upper room.
Mizmor Kuf Yud Dalet.
Psalm 114.
Mizmor Kuf Yud Dalet.
When Israel went out of Egypt, the house of Jacob from a people of strange language, strange language, strange language, strange language, strange language.
בצאת ישראל ממצרים, בית יעקב מעם לועז.
Judah was his sanctuary, and Israel his dominion.
Hayta Yehuda lekotcho, Yisrael mamshelotav.
The sea saw it and fled. Jordan was driven back, driven back, driven back, driven back.
Hayam ra'a vayanos, hayarden yisov le'ahor, 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 le'ahor.
The mountains skipped like rams, and the little hills like lambs, like lambs, like lambs.
Heharim rakedu khaelim gevaot kivnetzon 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 kivnetzon.
What ailed thee, O thou sea, that thou fleddest, thou Jordan, that thou wast driven back, driven back, driven back, driven back, driven back?
Ma lecha hayam kitanus hayarden tisov leahor 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 leahor.
Ye mountains that ye skipped like rams, and ye little hills like lambs, like lambs, like lambs, like lambs, like lambs.
Heharim tirkedu chaelim gevaot kivnetzon 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 kivnetzon.
Tremble, thou earth, at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the God of Jacob, the God of Jacob, the God of Jacob, the God of Jacob, the God of Jacob.
Milifne Adon Huli Aretz, Milifne Eloah Yaakov, 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 Yaakov.
Which turned the rock into a standing water, the flint into a fountain of waters, 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 waters.
Ahofechi Hatsur Agam Maim, Hallamish lema'yeno mayim, 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 mayim,
water, 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 water.
This is what it is, okay? I said, empty your mind. Be formless, shapeless, like water. Now you put water into a cup, it becomes the cup. You put water into a bottle, it becomes the bottle. You put it in a teapot, it becomes the teapot. Now water can flow or it can crash. Be water, my friend.
Water, water, water. So here we're going to write up today's daily psalm, Psalm 114 with the Amharic firstly, and then we'll get into some of the Hebrew, the roots. So firstly, the wise today's daily psalm, Exodus psalm, Passover psalm, Fasika psalm. Here, here, here. 114, Habarim.
مزمور 113 بقنف 114 هللويا اسرائيل كغبص يعقوب بيت كانغدا حزب بوطا غزي يهودا مقدسو اسرائيل مغزاتو هنا تراروچن ده كورماوچ كوربوچم ده طبوتوچ زللو انچي بحر يششش انچي يوردانوس ود حالاش يتملش من هوناچوال እናንተም ተራሮች እንደ ኮርማዎች ኮረብቶችስ እንደ ጠቦቶች ለምን ዘለላችሁ? ከያዕቆብ አምላክ ፊት ከጌታ ፊት ምድር ተናወጠች። ድንጋዩን ወደ ውሃ መቆሚያ ጭንጫውንም ወደ ውሃ ምንጭ ከለወጠ።
Psalm 114. When Israel went out of Egypt, the house of Jacob from a people of strange language, Judah was his sanctuary, and Israel his dominion. The sea saw it and fled. Jordan was driven back. The mountains skipped like rams, and the little hills like lambs. What ailed thee, O thou sea, that thou fleddest? Thou Jordan, that thou wast driven back? Ye mountains, that ye skipped like rams, and ye little hills like lambs? Tremble, thou earth, at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the God of Jacob, which turned the rock into a standing water, the flint into a fountain of water. Water, 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 water.
Mizmor Kuf Yud Dalet. Betzet Yisrael mi Mitzrayim, Bet Yaakov me'am lo'ez. Hayeta Yehuda lekotcho, Yisrael mamshelotav. Hayam ra'a vayanos, Hayarden yisov le'achor. Heharim rakedu che'elim, Geva'ot kivnetzon. Ma lecha hayam kitanus, Hayarden yisov le'achor. Heharim tirkedu che'elim, Geva'ot kivnetzon. Milifne Adon Huli Arez, Milifne Eloa Yaakov. Ahofechi Hatsur Agam Maim, Hallamish Lemayeno Maim.
Salamta, Anayas Alin. Let's get right in today's daily psalm, Mezmore Dawit, Meto Asara Arat. Meto Asara Arat. We have Psalm 114. As we mentioned, that Psalm 114 and Psalm 115 as a Mezmor Meto Asara Amis Be'Ibrayist in the Metzav Kedus of Negus Neges, the authorized, revised, Amharic Bible, showing that Psalm 114 and 115 are kind of doubled up, but 114 is actually 113, and we have to reason on the ancient numbering. But right here, let's just ride up with this little psalm. It's little, but it's Talua. We have Psalm 114, Mezmor Meto Asara Arat. The psalmist and I recalls, calls to mind the event horizon, the horizon of the Exodus and the conquest, and I liberates Adonijah Rastafari's kingship over his covenant people, over Jah peoples. So hear, give ear. Sema, Israel, Israel holy. Give ear, even I, Israel of a new name, precious name, new name, Rastafari. So make I and I ride up. Besema'ab, we'weled, we'menfes, kedus, ahadu, amlak. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one source. Here we have the superscription from the Metzav Kedus, as well as in the LXX, we have Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. It's a hallelujah, hallelujah psalm. In the exodus of Israel from Egypt, of the house of Yaakov, from people of a strange language. From people of a strange language. Here, Kuter And. Israel, Kagibit. Ye Yaakovim beta ka ingada hisba beweta gize. When Israel, the man who sees the true good, the true God, the true source, went out from Egypt, Israel kagivit, in the Ethiopic kagivit, we have the Hebrew mimitzrayim, from the mitzvahs. But here in the authorized, revised, Amharic Bible, the book of the seven seals of Garmawi, Karmawi, Chayla Salasi, Kutaran, verse 1, Israel kagivit, ye yaikobim beit kain gada hisba, bewet agize, when Israel went out from Egypt, Israel, called Gibbets from Gibbets from Egypt. Yeah, Ya'ikobim, and of Jacob. Yeah, Ya'ikobim, Beit, and the Beit of Ya'ikob. Ka'ingada Hizb. Ingada. Ingada is an interesting word in the Amharic and the Latin Amharic used as like a guest, in that sense from a guest nation. Ka'ingada Hizb. When the older, the more archaic Amharic, it would have that idea of like a strange, in essence, a strange slash guest. His people. The wata gizeh, when they went forward. In a sense, it can mean to emanate, but not to get into those, not, you know, that level right there. But wata, to come out, when they came up and out. When they came up and out, ka'in gada hizb bewata gizeh, kuter hulet. Now, note, check. In the Metzav Kedus about the strange language, just as ingada hizb, what agize, kuter hulet, verse 2. Yehuda mekdesu, Israelim gzatuhon. Yehuda, mekdesu, Judah was his sanctuary, Judah, Yehuda, Mekdesu, his holy place, his sanctuary, Israelim, and Israel, Gezatu, Honne, became his dominion, his Gezat, Gezatu, Honne, Kuter, source, verse 3, Bahirayecha, Sheshachim, Bahir Ayech, the sea, she saw it, Sheshachim, and she fled, she jetted. Yordano Sema Wadakhwalawa, Temelese, Jordan was driven back. And Jordan, in other words, the sea, she saw it, and Jordan, he fled back. Yordanosim, and Yordanos, Jordan, wada khwalau, towards his back, towards the back, backward. Temelese was driven back. Kuter Arat, verse 4. Teraro chenda kormawuch. The mountains skipped like rams, and the little hills like lambs. Hear. The mountains leaped like rams, and the hills as little sheep of sheep. We have that in the LXX. Teraroch, the mountains in the Kormawoch, Korebtochim in the Tebotocha, Zelelu, Kuter Amis, verse 5. Hanchi, Bahira Yeshashish, Hanchim Yordanosa, Wode Hualasha, Yetamalesisha, Minno Honachual, what aileth thee? Oh, thou see, that thou fleddest. Anchi, Bahira, Yeshashish. Anchi, Majordano, Sawoda, Hualash, Yetamelesish. Mino, Honachual, what be you? Really, what be y'all? Now, here's interesting because in this sense right here, in this verse, Kuter Amis, we have the feminine, referring to them in the feminine sense, both the sea, the Bahir, the Etera Bahir, the Eritrean Sea, or the Yam Suf, the Red Sea, as well as Yordanos, as well as Jordan. Min, what? Honachuchal, what became of y'all? What became of your Anchi Bahir Yeshashish?
Anchin Yordanos, Wadahualasha Yetamalasis, Minhonachual. What ailest thou, O thou sea, that thou fleddest? Thou, Jordan, that thou wast driven back. Kuter Sidis, verse 6. Enantem terarroch, in the kormawoch, koreptochisha, in the tabotocha, lemon zelacho. Ye all mountains, anante, enante, speaking to like you all, enantem, and you all terarroch, and you all mountains, in the kormawoch, like in the sense, rams. Koreptochish. Koreptochis in the tabotocha lemon as a lalacho, and ye little hills like lambs. Question. Kuter Sabat, verse 7. Ka Ya'ikob amlak feet, ka geta feet, midaratanawet etch, tremble thou earth. Shake, like almost like quake, shake and quake, tremble thou earth at the presence of the Gitar, the Adawan, the Adon, at the presence of the Lohaya Ikob, at the presence of the source of Jacob, Ka Ya'ikob Amlak Feet, from the face, the perception of the source of Jacob, ka Ya'ikob amlak feet, ka Gita feet, and from the Gita's presence, perception, midr, the land, the earth, tanawet etch, she shook, she trembled, she quaked, kuter cement, verse 8. Dingayuna wode wucha mekomiya, chinchawinema wode wucha mincha kalawete, which turned the rock into a standing water, the flint into a fountain of waters. Instead of which, it should be more who. I'm like the one who turned. See, is continue from verse 7. The source of Ya'ikov and the Gita, the Adawan, the Adon, the sovereign who turned the rock into a standing water. Dingayuna water wucham komiya, chinchawinema water wucham mincha kalawate.
Mazmur matwasrasost, bakanif matwasrarat. Hallelujah. እስራኤል ከግብጽ ያዕቆብም ቤት ከእንግዳ ሕዝብ በወጣ ጊዜ ይሁዳ መቅደሱ እስራኤልም ግዛቱ ሆነ። ተራሮች እንደ ኮርማዎች ኮረብቶችም እንደ ጠቦቶች ዘለሉ። አንቺ ባህር የሸሸሽ አንቺ ዮርዳኖስ ወደ ኋላሽ የተመለስሽ ምን ሆናችኋል? እናንተም ተራሮች እንደ ኮርማዎች ኮረብቶችስ እንደ ጠቦቶች ለምን ዘለላችሁ? ከያዕቆብ አምላክ ፊት ከጌታ ፊት ምድር ተናወጠች። ድንጋዩን ወደ ውሃ መቆሚያ ጭንጫውንም ወደ ውሃ ምንጭ ከለወጠ።
Rock water, rock water. Chloe Nazanian, right here.
Thy voices strike the rock, for sovereign's not just rock, just stone and panel pot, on the feet from mountaintops, north it rains, it's dry to rain, I give life to I the same, as it God and Jah resides, rising from the end of my veins are flowing. You will grow, only feel if you really know. Meditation, feed yourself. Cast a star like bird magnets. Oh man, I scatter like ashes. Angel bread, keep my strong fit. Wear the cry of fallen flesh. Be the dead and become death. This love for sight and goes for breath. Not just for fall to the ground. Draw words and crave no sound. King system basic found. Vitality is in his verbs. Ordinances I observe. Strength and praises he deserves. Like a book he reads your nerves. Consecrated Nazarite. Feeding power like a tree sunlight. Oh, take a breath, the rope was tight. Oh, we got a fire and beyond the trod. There they defy the army of the living God. Jah clear the road, Jah take my load. Jah lights the streets tonight and then he takes us home. Like Moses strike the rock, rush the rest and not just drop. Hit the stone and channel pop. When to feel from mountain top. No terrain too dry to rain. Stop bring life to why the same. There's a God in Jah resides, rushing from the inner mind. Drink the flow and you will grow. Only feel if you really know. Meditate and feed yourself and gather thought like bird magnets. Mine is scattered like ashes. Angel bread keep my strong fish. Where the cry of fallen fish. Eat the dead and become dead. It goes for sight and breath. Not just for fall to the ground. Eat Jah words, no fat down crave. King's system got a basic pound. Vitality of verbs. Ordinances I observe. Thanks and praises he deserves. Like a book, he reads your nerves. Consecrated Nazarite. Eating power like sunlight. Take off chain and soul is light. Keep a breath, that rope is tight. Oh, we got the fire and we on the trot. Yeah, they defy the army of the living God. Jah clear the road. Jah holds my load. Jah lights the streets at night and he has taken her home.
Lush. Perfect. Blessed. Messiah.
Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof.
መዝሙር 113 በቅንፍ 114 ሃሌሉያ እስራኤል ከግብጽ ያዕቆብም ቤት ከእንግዳ ሕዝብ በወጣ ጊዜ ይሁዳ መቅደሱ እስራኤልም ግዛቱ ሆነ ተራሮች እንደ ኮርማዎች ኮረብቶችም እንደ ጠቦቶች ዘለሉ አንቺ ባህር የሸሸሽ አንቺ ዮርዳኖስ ወደ ኋላሽ የተመለስሽ ምን ሆናችኋል እናንተም ተራሮች እንደ ኮርማዎች ኮረብቶችስ እንደ ጠቦቶች ለምን ዘለላችሁ ከያዕቆብ አምላክ ፊት ከጌታ ፊት ምድር ተናወጠች ድንጋዩን ወደ ውሃ መቆሚያ ጭንጫውንም ወደ ውሃ ምንጭ ተለወጠ
Psalm 114 When Israel went out of Egypt, the house of Jacob from a people of strange language, Judah was his sanctuary, and Israel his dominion. The sea saw it and fled, Jordan was driven back, the mountains skipped like rams, and the little hills like lambs. What ailed thee, O thou sea, that thou fleddest, thou Jordan, that thou wast driven back, ye mountains that ye skipped like rams, and ye little hills like lambs? Tremble, thou earth, at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the God of Jacob, which turned the rock into a standing water, the flint into a fountain of water.
Mizmor Kuf Yud Dalet וצאת ישראל ממצרים, בית יעקב מעם לועז. הייתה יהודה לקודשו, ישראל ממשלותיו. הים ראה וינוס, הירדן יסוב לאחור. ההרים רקדו כאלים, גבעות כבני צאן. מה לך הים כתנוס, הירדן תסוב לאחור. ההרים תרקדו כאלים, גבעות כבני צאן. מלפני אדון חולי ארץ, מלפני אלוה יעקב. ההופכי הצור אגם מים, חלמיש למעיינו מים.
The Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof.
Seven seals thereof.
Seven seals.
Number, I'd like to return to the classics.
Yamanaya Slasia! When I say greetings in the name of His Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie, you know? Oh! And I turn fundamental freedom redemption, Black International Repatriation, 7-9-13-21, I watch, you know? No one knows, Super Melania going down. The lofty eye, thunder roll. We're moving in, I know the lion roar. I see them crumbling. See the wicked from a distance. Clear my path from the top. Strong wind blow. With all of them, give them heart. And the present they bring, they could never repay for the youth killing. For them a weak heart. The lives in the dark eye. More you live, more you learn. Emmanuel, thunder roll. Moving him, I know the lion roar. See them crumbling, see them distance. Clear my
depart from the tough, strong wind blow. With all of the gift, the balls of the present they bring, they could never repay for black people killing. Now them are weak at lurks in the dark. Oh, yeah, more you live and more you learn. Then again, bring down Babylon now. Repatriation by any means, anyhow. If they promise to give a token, never bow. Many got token, all because they never know. The black redemption will forever grow. Slave us for your pension, then you put us all low. Cause my brothers and the alien soul, they try to kill us, then we rob the knowledge and the goal. I live, could never rob this all. True to myself, me and the African blood. Just to Babylon, them are trying to destroy the love. So long I've been away and seen a sinking of the mud. In Africa's progress, happy him does a strong man, them are bigger buds. Mark up your beat on the roll, moving in. Lion roar and them go trembling. Go from a distance, clear my path from the top. Rasta wind blow. Yo, I'll give them out of the present they bring. They could never repay for black people killing. Now them a weak heart. Let's not the dark eye. The more they live, the more you learn. Then again, I, there is no more love amongst mankind. Respect for the people, they leave it behind. War free them vanity and them custom design. Negligence of your culture bring you down every time. I've always wanted you to rise and shine. Yes, black people, never you be sleepy in the eyes. Bless all the people you pass on the street side. We need to go and home away from parasites and scribes. I take with me the skill man, the nation strife, and all the women who need to see their eyes. Now left out them black child. You see said the black thunder all move. In. Lion roar and them got crumbling. No, keep your distance. Clear my path from the top. Strong wind blown. With all of the gifts them bought. And the present them I bring them food. And if I return, if the black people kill him. Oh, them are left in the dark. Me tell you say, the more they live, the more you learn. Babylon, your fist and save off the wolf from the seed. Better tell me shit them in a bungle and fleet. Better tell your informer. The fist of people, fire upon the pastor, tell him what how him preach. Fire upon the soldier, fire upon police. Get the youth a set and they use them as they sit. Young get to you, them a fear rise from the hip. The fireman starts with that damn hip. Before
it was a terrible roar. It's an awful roar. And then I realized it was an earthquake. It was a
line of Judah. Line of Judah. Line of Judah.
Keeps 26 lions. The emperor's lions are like enormous pet dogs, the way they lie around the palaces of Ethiopia. Two of his lions roam free in the imperial grounds. One is reputed to travel in its own jeep. Always sing to him songs of praise.
To Wahido, to true teaching.
The Ethiopian church belongs to the monophysite group of churches which teach that Christ had one nature, that his humanity and divinity became one without intermixing, and that his divinity never separated from his humanity.
In which our Lord himself gave the command to go to all the world and to preach is also of high value.
Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breasts. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line.
Mizmor Kuf Yud Dalet. Betzet Yisrael Mim Mitzrayim. בית יעקב מעם לועז, הייתה יהודה לקודשו, ישראל ממשלותיו. הים ראה וינוס, הירדן יסוב לאחור. ההרים רקדו כאלים, גבעות כבני צאן. מה לך הים כיתנוס? הירדן תסוב לאחור. ההרים תרקדו כאלים, גבעות כבני צון. מלפני אדון חולי ארץ, מלפני אלוה יעקב. ההופכי הצור אגם מים, חלמיש למעיינו מים.
Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense.
For 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 thee. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense.
As incense.
Before thee as incense.
מזמור קוף יוד דלת
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 Psalm 114
מזמור קוף יוד דלת
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 When Israel went out of Egypt, the house of Jacob from a people of strange language,
strange language, strange language, strange language, strange language.
בצאת ישראל ממצרים, בית יעקב מעם לועז,
לועז.
Judah was his sanctuary, and Israel his dominion.
His dominion. His dominion. His dominion.
Hayita Yehuda lekotcho, Yisrael mamshelotam.
Mamshelotam. Mamshelotam.
Mamshelotam.
The sea saw it and fled. Jordan was driven back.
Driven back. Driven back. Driven back.
Hayam ra'a vayanos. הירדן יסוב לאחור, 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 לאחור.
The mountains skipped like rams, and the little hills like lambs, like lambs, like lambs, like lambs.
ההרים רקדו כאלים, גבעות כבני צאן,
כבני צאן, כבני צאן, כבני צאן.
What ailed thee, O thou sea, that thou fleddest? Thou Jordan, that thou wast driven back,
driven back, driven back, driven back.
מה לך הים כיתנוס? הירדן תסוב לאחור,
לאחור, לאחור, לאחור, לאחור, לאחור, לאחור.
Ye mountains that ye skipped like rams, and ye little hills like lambs,
like lambs, like lambs, like lambs, like lambs.
ההרים תרקדו כאלים, גבעות כבני צאן,
כבני צאן, כבני צאן, כבני צאן, כבני צאן, כבני צאן, כבני צאן, כבני
צאן. Tremble, thou earth, at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the God of Jacob,
the God of Jacob,
the God of Jacob, the God of Jacob, the God of Jacob.
מלפני אדון חולי ארץ, מלפני אלוה יעקב,
יעקב, יעקב, יעקב, יעקב, יעקב.
Which turned the rock into a standing water, the flint into a fountain of waters,
waters, waters, waters.
ההופכי הצור אגם מים, חלמיש למעיינו מים,
מים, מים, מים, מים, מים,
waters, 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 waters.
Ah,
for with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips to this stammering lips.
Mizmor, mizmor kof, yud, dalet, mizmor kof, yod, dalet. Psalm 114. First verse, bringing out the miracles wrought by Ha-Elohim, the true good, the true God. The true Trinity is the Hebrew Trinity when he who be, who he be, ha-kadosh, baruch hu, baruch ha-shem, brought his people, Amo. Amo Yisrael Mimitzrayim, out of Egypt, are a just and a firm ground of respecting, of reverencing him. The title, this short and apparently imperfect psalm, for elegance and sublimity it yields to few in the whole book, in the Sefer Tehillim. The composition of it is impressively beautiful, idyllic, and in the highest style of poetry, today's daily psalm. References can be found to Exodus, Exodus 12:41, Exodus 12:42, Exodus 13:3, Exodus 20:2, Deuteronomy 16:1, Deuteronomy 26:8, and Isaiah 11:16. And also to a people, in today's daily psalm, Israel, links there, and to a people, Psalm 81:5, compare, contrast with Genesis 42:23. So we have here the Exodus 12:41, KJV brings out, and it came to pass at the end of the 430 years, even the selfsame day came to pass, that all the hosts of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, went out from the land of Mitzrayim, went out from the land of Egypt. Vayehi miketz shiloshim shana ve'arba'a me'ota shana. Vayehi be'etzem hayom hazeh. Yatsu'u kol tzva'oti Yahuwah me'eretz Mitzrayim. And it came to pass at the end of 430 years. Vayehi, and it be, Vayehi, and it came to pass, Vayehi, miketz, from the gate, the end, miketz, shiloshim, shana, 30 years, with arba'a, and 40, me'ot, hundreds, shana, years. Vayehi, even the selfsame day, it came to pass, or it came to pass, Vayehi be'etzem hayom hazeh, the selfsame be'etzem. The etzem is the bone, etzem, the bone, the essence, the substance, a bone as strong, extension of the body. In a figurative sense, the substance, that is, as a pronoun in the Hebrew, the self-same. So the etzem that we have in the phrase here in Exodus 12:41, Vayehi be'etzem hayom hazeh, and it be be'etzem in the self-same hayom, the day, hazeh, this, in this self-same day, yatsu, they came, that all the hosts of Jehovah went out, the yatsa, they went out from the land of Mitzrayim. Yatsu call, and they coming out call tzivot, all of the tzevas, all of the hosts, all of the armies. Kol tzivot Yahuwah me eret Mitzrayim. Yatsu kol tzivot Yahuwah me eret Mitzrayim. So this here links with today's daily psalm, one of the points of reference. Today's daily psalm theme, the Exodus. Mizmor Kof Yudalet. Psalm 100, Kof, Yud, 10, Yod, 10, Dalet, 4, the 114th Psalm. Then the link to a people, we have Psalm 81:5. In Psalm 81:5, the KJV reads, this he ordained in Joseph, a testimony, when he went out through the land of Mitzrayim, where I heard a language that I understood not. Aidut, be Yahoseph. Now, it's interesting here in the Hebrew how Joseph's name is more fully written with trigrammaton. Sometimes we have the bigrammaton, the yod and the hey or the ya in the ja sense. Sometimes we have the, most times, the tetragrammaton, the four letters, yod, hey, wehe, yahe, wehe, YHWH. Here we have the trigrammaton, the yod, the hey, and the wow. So usually Yosef is written with the yod, yod, wow, samech, fe. In other words, the Y, W, S, samech, and the fe or the pe and the F sound. Here we have the yod, hey, the wow, or what is the trigrammaton. So it reads, Aidut be Yahoseph Samu be Seito al Eretz Mitzrayim. And Joseph, this he ordained, Aidut be Yahoseph, in Joseph, a testimony, he ordained a testimony when he went out through the land of Egypt. Aidut, a testimony, be Yahoseph in Joseph, Samu, or here we have pointed, Samo, he ordained, he's setting it. Aidut, be Yahoseph, Samo, he ordained in Joseph, Bitzeto, when he went out, Bitzeto, when he exodus, when he went out, Bitzeto al Eret, upon the land, Mitzrayim. Sifat, a lip, lo, ya da'iti, eshma, I heard a tongue, or rather, not a tongue, it's actually here a lip, it's not the lashon, but it's the sifat, when it says in Genesis 11 that the whole earth was of one language and one speech, literally in the Hebrew, was of one lip and one set of words, devarim achadim, of one sifat echad, they had one lip, one mother tongue. Sifat lo yada'iti, not I knowing, lo yada'iti, I did not know, I did not yada'a, lo yada'iti, eshma, I heard. So this links with today's daily psalm in Psalm 81 and 5, and then we have a Genesis 42:23. Just some primer links of today's daily psalm, Likul Batalawa, Tinishkin Tilakno, where it says that here in Genesis 42:23, it says, and they knew not that Joseph understood them, for he spake to them by an interpreter. He spake, in the Hebrew it says, an interpreter was between them. So they translated as he spake by an interpreter, but the Hebrew sense of it is an interpreter was between them. So in the Hebrew we have wehem lo yadu, and they lo not yadu, not knowing, not yada'a, ki shomeya. Kishomeya, for hearing or understanding, Kishomeya Yosef, Ki ha melitz, between them, there was a ha melitz. Ki melitz bei notam, was between them. So Yosef shomea, ki Yosefa Shomeya. Meanwhile, they had not the idea, ISV translate, that Joseph could understand them since he was talking to them through an interpreter. It doesn't say that in the Hebrew. It says more, and they knew not that Joseph, Yosef, Shomeya, that he understood them. For an interpreter was between them. So this once again brings us to today's daily psalm, just the first verse here in today's daily psalm, where we have Bitz'at, Bitz'at. Some will say Bitz'at, contracting the Aleph, Bitz'at Yisrael, or Bitz'at, in exodusing, in coming out, Bitz'at Yisrael, Bitz'at Yisrael, Mimitzrayim, out of Egypt, Beit Ya'ikov, the house of Jacob, may arm, from a arm, from a people, Lo'ez, Lo'ez, Lo'ez. What is Lo'ez? Lo'ez from La'az, La'az. To speak indistinctly, to speak unintelligibly. It's a prime root that has a sense of to speak in a foreign tongue or in a strange language. So the Hebrew at that time to some of the Mitzrayim was somewhat strange. They did not really understand. There was an interpreter, but the interpreter, how can we say this? There's like Amharic of the present time, and there's Amharic of the imperial time, and there's a more archaic Amharic of, say, the 1800s and then 1700s and 1600s, and we look at them hard because the 1500s, you know, there's these nuances. So ones might be up on the language of like biblical Amharic, but then there is the more colloquial Amharic. So the interpreter, which is interesting right here, just that word interpreter, we didn't get into that word interpreter, but just touching on that word interpreter, that was one of the things we just sought to just bring out, the lutz, right? Lutz is the root that we have, ha-melitz, the kof and the tzade right there. So once again, the verse, wehen, and they, lo yadu, and they did not know, ki, that Shomeya heard, in the sense of understood, Shomeya, he shamad Shomeya Yosef, that Joseph heard, understood. Ki ha-melitz, be-notam. Wehem lo yad'u ki ha-shomeya Yosef. Ki ha-melitz be-notam. And they knew not that Joseph understood, heard them, for he spake to them. It translator says, spake to them by interpreter or key for ha-melitz be-notam, that a melitz, ha-melitz, or the interpreter, more directly the interpreter, ha-melitz from lutz. Lutz, it's interesting because lutz can mean to scorn, to make mouths at, to talk arrogantly, to mock, deride, or in a sense to interpret, as it were, to make mouths at, to scoff. Hence, they say this is from the effort to pronounce a foreign language, to interpret, or generally to intercede. So the translator was one who sought to interpret another tongue that was not their tongue, but Joseph, having that chokmah, he both understood the Mitzrayim speech as well as the Hebrew speech. But the psalm says, I understood, because this is speaking of Israel, speaking of Ya'ikov, speaking of Jacob. This is why it speaks of the Eloha Ya'ikov.
Thank you. Selassie.
Rastafari.
Abba Gada.
Awa Gada.
Taya
Kala Mana Sai Patala. Warasha.
Ha. Ha.
The sea.
Elect of the light of this world. Remember now, lines of King David, Ark of the Covenant, Hebrew language, and you must, little children of the world, learn the Ashanti language, learn the ancient Hebrew language, learn.
Get the youth of Satan, they use them of his age. Young girl to you, them have to rise from the heap, the fire burns out, redder than heap, before you walk a billion new of it.
מזמור קי"ד. בצאת ישראל ממצרים, בית יעקב מעם לועז. הייתה יהודה לקודשו, ישראל ממשלותיו. הים ראה וינוס, הירדן יסוב לאחור. ההרים רקדו כאלים, גבעות כבני צאן. מה לך הים כי תמוס, הירדן תסוב לאחור. ההרים תרקדו כאלים, גבעות כבני צאן. מלפני אדון חולי ארץ, מלפני אלוה יעקב. ההופכי הצור אגם מים, חלמיש למעיינו מים. מזמור קי"ד.
Psalm 114.
Mizmor
Kufyudalet. When Israel went out of Egypt, the house of Jacob from a people of strange language, strange language, strange language,
strange language. Betzet Israel mi Mitzrayim, Bet Yaakov me'am lo'ez.
Judah was his sanctuary, and Israel his dominion.
הייתה יהודה לקודשו, ישראל ממשלותיו.
The sea saw it and fled. Jordan was driven back.
הים ראה וינוס, הירדן יסוב לאחור.
The mountains skipped like rams, and the little hills like lambs.
ההרים רקדו כאלים, גבעות כבני צאן.
What ails thee, O thou sea, that thou fleddest, thou Jordan, that thou wast driven back?
מה לך הים כי תנוס, הירדן תסוב לאחור.
Ye mountains that ye skipped like rams, and ye little hills like lambs, like lambs, like lambs, like
lambs, like lambs.
Tremble, thou earth, at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the God of Jacob, the God of Jacob, the God of Jacob, the God of Jacob, the God of Jacob.
Millifne Adon Huli Aretz, Millifne Eloah Yaakov, 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 Yaakov.
Which turned the rock into a standing water, the flint into a fountain of waters, 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 waters.
Ahofechi Hatsur Agam Maim Halamish. למעיינו מים, 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 מים,
water, 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 water.
Hear, O Israel, hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
And here, Mizmor Kof Yodalet, Mizmor Kof Yodalet, Mizmor Kof Yodalet. Psalm 114, Psalm CXIV, the theme of today's psalm, the Exodus, Mizmor Kof Yod Dalet. And here, a midrash on Psalm 114 on Mizmor Kof Yod Dalet. When Israel, Yisrael, went forth out of Egypt, the house of Jacob, of Yaakov, from a people that was glad. Hear Midrash on today's psalm. B'Seit Yisrael, Mia Mitzrayim, Beit Yaakov, Me'am Lo'ez. When Israel came forth, Exodus it. B'Seit Yisrael. B'Seit Yisrael, or B'Seata Yisrael Mia Mitzrayim, Beit Yaakov, Me'am Lo'ez. When Yisrael went forth, Mia Mitzrayim, out of Mitzrayim, out of Egypt, out of Kemet, the house of Jacob, Beit Yaakov, from a people that was glad, Me'am Lo'ez. Here, Midrash note, the usual reading is when Israel came forth out of Egypt, the house of Jacob, from a people of strange language. But here in the Midrash, we have read differently, from a people that was glad. And so strange language, the lo'ez, the lamed, the ayin, and the gimel, the zayin, the lamed, the ayin, and the zayin. The L, the A, the hard A, the ayin, and the zayin, or the zayin. The L, the hard A, and the Z. So here, Midrash note, the lamed, ayin, and the zayin is usually rendered of strange language, However, by metathesis, the commentator reads the word ayin, lamed, and zayin as glad. Instead of the lamed, ayin, zayin, it's the ayin, lamed, zayin, and therefore the word would be glad. Thus, the Midrash right here, when Israel went forth, Mitzrayim, out of Mitzrayim, the house of Yaakov, from a people that was glad. Here, the Aleph verse of Mizmor Kof, Yod Dalet, Psalm 114. Elsewhere, this is what Scripture says. Even in Psalm 105, Hebraically the 38th verse, Psalm 105, verse 38, Egypt was glad when they departed. Samach Mitzrayim b'seitam. Egypt was glad when they departed. Samach Mitzrayim b'seitam. Egypt, Mitzrayim, was glad. Samach Mitzrayim b'seitam, or b'seitam, when they departed, when they exodused. B'seitam, b'seitam. Samach Mitzrayim b'seitam. Rab Berechiah told a mashal, a parable, of a fat man. Of a fat man riding on an ass. The fat man was wondering, quote, when can I get off the ass? And the ass was wondering, quote, when will he get off me? When the time, the hour came for the fat man to get off, I do not know which one was more glad. I don't know which one was more glad. And when David thought of how glad the Mitzrayim, the Egyptian, the Kemetiyu, the Egyptian, the Mitzrayimites were, when the Bnei Yisrael, when the sons, the children of Israel, went forth, Mitzrayim, out of Mitzrayim, Egypt, he began to sing and praise in Isis of the Exodus, Mitzrayim, of the Exodus from Egypt, saying, when Yisrael came forth, Mitzrayim, from a people that was glad, Be'atza Yisrael mi'Mitzrayim, Beit Yaakov me'Ama Eloz, or Beit Yaakov me'Am Lo'ez, Am people Lo'ez, strange language people me'Am Eloz. People glad. Another comment on praise ye Yah, hallelujah, praise ye Yah, praise ye Isis Yahweh, praise ye Yah. When Israel went forth out of Egypt, Judah became his sanctuary, Israel his dominion. And here, picking up with Psalm 113, the ninth verse, the D part of the verse, here to Psalm 114, the Aleph, the first verse. And here, the D part of the verse, the D part of the verse is hallelujah, the whole verse, who maketh the barren woman to dwell in her house as a joyful mother of children. The Dalet part is the hallelujah. Moshevi ikreta habayita aim habanim semecha hallelujah. So here, praise ye Yah, the last word of Psalm 113, verse 9, Hebraically, the hallelujah, praise ye Yah, hallelujah, 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 to the first verse, here, and the first part of the second verse, thus, hallelujah, b'tzeata Yisrael mi'Mitzrayim. Beit Yaakov me'ama lo eza. Haita Yehuda le kadisho Yisrael mama shelotayo. Praise ye Yah. Hallelujah. When Israel went forth out of Egypt. B'tzeata Yisrael mi'Mitzrayim. Judah became his sanctuary. Haita Yehuda likadisho, Israel his dominion. Yisrael mima shilotayo. Elsewhere, another mizmor, another psalm, another chant, Isaiah says, sing shiru to God. Sing praises, Isis, to his name. Extol, solu, him that rideth upon the heavens by his name, Yah, and rejoice before him. Here, Psalm 68, Mizmor, Samech, Chet, Psalm 68, Hebraically, the fifth verse, Shiru Lelohim, Zamareu Shemo, Solu La Rokeba, ba rabota be ya shemoa we ilazua li fanayo. Sing your shiru, sing lelohim, le Elohim to Elohim, shiru lelohim. Sing praises, chant Isis, Zamareu Shemo, to Shemo, to his name, Solu, extol him, Solu, La Rokeb, that rideth, La Rokeb, La Rokeb, that rideth, Ba Erabot, that rideth upon the skies, Erabot, or also maybe translated through the deserts, rideth upon the skies, rideth through the desert, La Rokeba ba Erabota be Yah, whose name is Yah, whose name is Jah, the Savior name of Yisrael, be Yah Shemo, in Yah, in He who be, Shemo, his name, we ilzu, and exalt ilzu, we ilzu, lifanayo, and exalt y'all before Him. What can Shiru, Shiru, what can Shiru mean, Chaverim? What can Shiru mean? It can mean, quote, wait for Elohim. As in the verse from Eov, from Job, Job chapter 7, verse 8, the eye of him that would see me shall not wait for me, tishoreini, tishoreini, or it can mean sing songs and praises and eyes before him. What can solu, solu, what can solu mean? Extol ye, extol y'all, said Rav Yehuda, Judah. Smooth your way to him, said Rav Nehemiah, Nehemiah, as in the verse from Yeshayahu, Isaiah, Isaiah 62 and 10, make smooth, solu, make smooth the highway, make smooth, solu, make smooth the highway. Him that rideth upon the heavens, upon the Arabot, the Erabot, here, from Mizmor Samech Het, Samech Het, Psalm 68, verse 5, where it reads, him that rideth upon the heavens, solo la rokeb ba rabot, that rideth upon the skies. The Rebbeinot, the rabbis, the scholars of Torah taught that there are two heavens. Since it is said, even in Psalm 68, Hebraically at the 34th verse, 68:34, it is said, to him that rideth up on the heavens that are of old, to him that rideth upon the heavens, the heavens, the heavens that were of old, the heavens which are of old. La Rokeba, Bishmeya, Shmeya, Kedem, to him that rideth. La Rokeb, La Rokeb, La Rokeb, La Rokeb. The Rokeb, the rider, La Rokeba, Bishmeya, Shmeya, Kedem, upon the heavens of the heaven of the Kedem, the heavens of the heaven, Bishmei, Shemei Kedem, La Rokeba, Bishmeya Shemeya Kedem, which are of the Kedem, which are of old, which are of the Kedem. Our masters taught that there are three heavens. Since it is said even in 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 27, heaven and the heaven of heaven. 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 27, heaven and the heaven of heaven. According to Rav Eliezer, there are seven heavens, namely, quote, veil, end quote, quote, expanse, end quote, quote, firmament, end quote, quote, habitation, end quote, quote, dwelling, end quote, quote, residence, end quote, and arabot, rabot, and the arabot, the rabot. And here, Midrash note, in the note, it says, see the above, the previous Midrash on Psalm 9, the 11th perek, the 11th section, and Ginsburg Legends 5 and 10. So here, in looking at the Midrash on Psalm 9, and the 11th perek, the 11th section, we find this right here, just a little share on the link to the Arabot or the Rabot. We find this right here, in Psalm chapter 9, it speaks of, and so with heavens, expanse, Epirean, firmaments, habitation, dwelling, residence, and then skies, referring to this word here, the Arabot, of that it is written, extol him that rideth upon the skies, extol him that rideth on the Arabot, the Irabot. And then looking at the note there, 42nd note, the term Arabot or the Irabot, skies, may be derived from the word Arab, darkened, and is synonymous with the Arafel, or thick, the thick darkness. Also, there's the link with the deserts, as there is a word picture link between the heavens rideth up on the skies. This is adopted by the AV, the Authorized Version, but changed in the RV, the Revised Version, to through the deserts, solo, La Rokeba, Ba'erabot, extol him that rideth up on the skies, Ba'erabot, or through the deserts. The noun here means fine dust, and is used for the thin layers of cloud in the sky. In Hebrew poetry, the usual meaning is the heavens, but a literal link with the Arabot, the Irabot, is the fine dust of both the heavens as well as of the rider, the Rokeb, through the deserts. And the glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, is in the heaven called the Arabot, the Rabot. Rav Chalafta ben Yaakov taught in the name of Rav Yehuda bar Shimon, Judah bar Simon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, saw the deeds of the righteous, and their deeds pleased Rebbe pleased him. And here, a midrash note, the Arabot is derived from the Ein, Reish, and Beit. The Ein, hard Hebrew A, Reish, the R, and the Beit, the B, which means to please. And this is taken to mean a pleasant place, the Arabot, a pleasant place from the Arebe. Rav Pinchas Phinehas HaKohen Bar Chama, Rav Phinehas the priest Bar Chama said, In the heaven called Arabot, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sows the doings of the righteous, and they bear fruit. As it is said, even in Isaiah 3 and 10, they shall eat the fruit of their doings. Them shall eat the fruit of their doings. And here, a midrash note on the Arabot. Here associated with the Araba. The Araba is an arid tract of land likened to desert ground. The Araba, a arid tract, a dry tract of land.
The left of Joliet of this world. Remember now, lines of King David, Ark of the Covenant, Hebrew language, and you must, little children of the world, learn the Ashanti language, learn the ancient Hebrew language, learn the Twi, learn cuneiform, hieroglyphic, New Arabic, Tamarians, learn them languages there, learn the Hamaric language. You see?
You see? The English language.
See the English language.
Join your mentality.
Sirach, the prologue. King James 1611 version. The same things uttered in Hebrew and translated into another tongue have not the same force in them. Sirach, the prologue. King James 1611 version.
There's a lot of work to be done, oh gosh.
For with stammering lips and another tongue, here. Psalm 68, Hebraically the fifth verse, B'yah Shemo, by his name, literally here, Midrash note here, by his name, Yah. Be Yah is his title. Rav Yehuda, the prince. Rav Judah, not Rav Yehuda, the compiler of the Mishnah, but his grandson, known as Rav Yehuda the second, known as Rav Yehuda HaNasi, Rav Yehuda the Prince, Rav Judah the Prince. He asked Rav Shmuel Bar Nachman, what does The Yah is his title. The Yah Shemo.
Shemo.
Shemo. Shemo. Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Nachman, he replied, you know of no place that does not have a noteworthy man appointed as magistrate to redress official wrongs. And who is appointed to redress such wrongs in the world? In the world? It is, if one dare speak thus, like this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, for B'Yah is His title, B'Yah Shemo, cannot be understood unless it is read not B'Yah, but B'Yah, 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 the magistrate who redresses official wrongs. Here, Midrash note, from the Greek, from the Koine, B'Yah, B'Yah is power. Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Ha'Elohim is described as, quote, he who wields power, biastes, biastes, that, according to a suggestion, for that and I am indebted to Dr. Saul Lieberman, this is the equivalent to the Latin, quote, defensor civitatis, defensor civitatis, or defensor Loki, defensor Loki. In the later period of the empire, this was the title of a magistrate in the provincial.
Man!
Pull up this, but something.
Man!
Yes. Apologies, brothers and sisters. The sound sounded a little bit frosty right there. Gonna try to just upload another one right here. Better frosty to see what's up.
Glory to the Most High Jah, Rastafari, King of Kings, Lords of Lords. Conquering Lion of the tribe of Judah, elect of God, light of the world, is these Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie I. Protect my son David as he traveled this lonely path. Steer my son far from bloody men. Surround him with opinions sharp as daggers. Bless him with a vision to distinguish friends from foes. Bless his listeners with understanding and patience. Remind the critics that all judgment belongs to thee. May the words of thy mouth and the meditation of thy heart be acceptable in thy presence, Selah.
That's right!
Thank you for your patience. So here,
B'Yah is his title. B'Yah Shemo. B'Yah is his title. Here. Psalm 68, Hebraically the fifth verse, B'Yah Shemo. By his name, literally here, Midrash note here, by his name, Yah, B'Yah Shemo. B'Yah is his title. Rav Yehuda, the prince. Rav Judah, not Rav Yehuda, the compiler of the Mishnah, but his grandson, known as Rav Yehuda II, known as Rav Yehuda HaNasi, Rav Yehuda the Prince, Rav Judah the Prince, he asked Rav Shmuel Bar Nachman, what does B'yah is his title, B'yah Shemo, mean? Rav Shmuel Bar Nachman, he replied, you know of no place that does not have a noteworthy man appointed as magistrate to redress official wrongs. And who is appointed to redress such wrongs in the world? It is, if one dare speak thus, like this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, for B'yah is His title, B'yah Shemo, cannot be understood unless it is read not B'yah, but B'yah, the magistrate who redresses official wrongs. Here, Midrash note, from the Greek, from the Koine, B'yah is power. Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Ha'elohim, is described as, quote, he who wields power, biastes, that, according to a suggestion, for that and I am indebted to Dr. Saul Lieberman, this is the equivalent to the Latin, quote, defensor civitatis, or defensor loci. In the later period of the empire, this was the title of a magistrate in the provincial cities whose chief duty was to afford protection against oppression, rephrase, against downpression on the part of the governor. Here, a reference to Harper's Latin Dictionary, defensor. So here in the Midrash right here, B'yah, the magistrate who redresses official wrongs, B'yah is his title. Then Rav Yehuda HaNasi, Rav Judah the Prince, said to Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Samuel Bar Nachmani, when I ask of the sages, alas, that they are gone and have not been replaced, the meaning of B'yah, how well they answered. For when I asked Rav Eliezer, he did not answer as you did, but said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, created two worlds with two letters, two Hebraic letters, as is said even in Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4, with Yah, B'yah, the Lord created worlds. Ki B'yah Yahuwah Tzor Olamim, for the Lord is God and everlasting rock. Here, Midrash note on this. Literally, for the Lord is God and everlasting rock. Hebraically, Ki B'yah Yahuwah Tzor Olamim. The Hebrew is literally in Yah is Yahuwah. The Hebrew here, ki, for, B'yah, Yahuwah. In Yah, B'yah, is Yahuwah. is Yahuwah, is Jehovah, he who be, who he be. The grammarians term this use of the preposition bet, or beth, in, Hebraically, bet, beth, in. They term this, the grammarians term this, the bet of essence, the bet of essence, the beth of essence. Ki b'yah Yahuwah tzor olamim. For in Yah is Yahuwah tzor olamim, an everlasting and eternal rock, a rock of ages. Tzor olamim. Tzor, rock, olamim, of worlds, of ages. Ki b'yah Yahuwah tzor olamim. So here you hear the Beit or the Beth, Hebrew Beth, and from an English perspective, Beth or Beit, the Beit of essence, the Beit essentia, essentia, essentiale, essentia, the essential Beth or the Beit, the Beth of essence. Beit being house, Hebraically, and Beit or Bat being daughter, the Beth of essence, the Beit essentia, the essential Beit. Therefore, when it is said, with Yah, B'Yah, Yahuwah created world, Tzor Olamim, from Yeshayahu, Isaiah, Isaiah 26 and 4, that is to say, that is, created them, created worlds with the letters Yod and He, with the letters Yod and He. But we do not know whether this world was created with the He and the Olam Haba, the world to come, with the Yod, or whether this world was created with the Yod and the Olam Haba with the He, Hebraically the Yod of Yah and the He of Yah. But since Scripture says, even Bereshith in Genesis, Genesis 2 and 4, these are the generations of the heaven and of the earth, Behibarim. And here, Bereshith, Genesis, Genesis chapter 2, Hebraically the fourth verse, Eile toldot hashamayim v'haaretz behibaram, behibaram. When they were created, behibaram, behibaram. Now what's interesting right here, if you look at the Masoretic text, the hey is much smaller after the bait essentia, the bait of essence. So we have the bait, the B, and then we have a small hey, he, or he, behibaram, behibaram, when they were created, behibaram. Here. Eile toldot hashemayim v'haretza behibaram. These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth, the earthly plane, when they were created. Behibaram. Behibaram. So here. Genesis chapter 2, verse 4. That is bait. The bait, the Hebrew B, with, and hey, the letter hey, the H, and the bait the Resh, the Aleph, and the Mim. Bar-Am, Bar-Am, Be-Hi-Bar-Am, Be-Hi-Bar-Am, Bar-Am, he created them. Be-Hi-Bar-Am. Therefore, with the letter He, Ha-Elohim, created the heavens and the earth and the earthly plane. And since this world was created with the letter He, the Olam Haba was created with the letter Yod. Even as the letter He, Hebraically, is open at the bottom and closed on top, so this world and all it contains will go down into the grave. The upward pointing Sarif at the top of the letter, Hebraically, however, this intimates the resurrection, the tichiyat, the resurrection of the dead. The world to come, the Olam Haba, was created with the letter, the Hebrew letter Yod, the Hebrew letter Yod. Some say Yud, Hebraically, the letter Yod. And even as the shape of the Yod is bent, so in the Olam Haba, in the world to come, the pride of Harasha, the ratchet, the Rishayim, shall be brought low. Here, Midrash note, shall be brought low. The parallel is found in the Genesis Rabbah 12 and 4, and Bereshit Rabbah 12 and 4. The world to come, the Olam Haba, was created with the letter Yod. And even as the shape, Hebraically, of the Yod is bent, so in the Olam Haba, the world to come, the pride of Harasha, the Rishaim, the ratchet, and the ratchet one shall be brought low. And they shall be pale. They shall be pale with shame. As it is said even in Yeshayahu, Esaias, Isaiah chapter 2, verse 17, and the loftiness of man shall be bowed down, and the loftiness of man shall be bowed down. Wishach Gabahuta Ha'adam, and the loftiness of man shall be bowed down, and shall be bowed down, shall be bowed down, the loftiness of man, of Adam. The loftiness of Adam shall be bowed down. Wishach Gabahut Ha'adam. When David saw HaKadosh, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when David, the well-beloved, saw that HaKadosh, the Holy One, the Sanctified One, the Set-Apart One, the Isla One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, created two worlds with these two letters, these two Hebraic letters, he began to praise Ha'el, Ha'Elohim, the true good, the true God, with them, saying, praise Yah, hallelujah, praise ye Yah, praise he who be. B'tzeita Yisrael mimitzrayim, when Israel came forth out of Egypt. B'tzeita Yisrael mimitzrayim. In Exodus saying, B'tzeit or B'tzeat Yisrael, when Yisrael exodused me Mitzrayim, from Mitzrayim, from Egypt. Rav Eliezer HaKapar taught for four reasons were the B'nai Yisrael were the sons, the children of Israel, redeemed Mitzrayim, from Mitzrayim, from Egypt, from Kemet. They did not change their names. They did not change their language. They did not reveal their secrets. And they were not wanton. They were not wanton, wanty. For four reasons, Rav Eleazar HaKapar taught, for four reasons were the B'nai Yisrael redeemed Mitzrayim, from Egypt, from Mitzrayim. One, they did not change their names. Two, they did not change their language. Three, they did not reveal their secrets. And four, they were not wanton. They did not change their names, their shemot, their names. The verses in Numbers, Bamidbar, in Numbers chapter 26, verse 7, these are the families of the Reubenites. And the verse in Numbers, Bamidbar, chapter 26, verse 14, that reads, these are the families of the Shimeonites, This proves that when they came down to Mitzrayim, to Egypt, their names, their Shemot, were Reuben and Shimeon, were Reuben and Simeon. And when they came forth, Mitzrayim, out of Mitzrayim, out of Egypt, their names were still Reuben and Shimeon, Reuben and Simeon. They did not change their language. They continued to speak their sacred language, as is said even here in today's psalm, Mizmor Kof Yod Dalet, Kof Yud Dalet, Kof Yod Dalet, Psalm 114, verses 1 to 2, that reads, when the house of Yaakov, of Jacob, came forth from a people of strange language, Judah kept to his sanctuary. When the house of Jacob came forth from a people of strange language, Judah kept to his sanctuary. Beit Yaakov me'ama lo'ez, haita Yehuda le'kadisho. The house of Jacob, Beit Yaakov, from a people of strange language, me'am lo'ez, Judah kept to his sanctuary, or Judah became his sanctuary, or some translators translate, Judah was his sanctuary. Here. Judah kept to his sanctuary. Haita Yehuda le'kadisho. That is, kept to his sacred language. They did not reveal their secrets. You will find that a divine command was committed to their keeping for 12 months, for 12 moons. Ha'Elohim told them, every woman shall ask, not borrow, in the other translations. Here, Shemot, Exodus chapter 3, verse 22. Every woman shall ask of her neighbor jewels of silver, etc. Every woman, Isha, shall ask of her neighbor jewels of silver, etc. Shemot, Exodus chapter 3, verse 22. And there was not one among them who disclosed the divine, the ivine command. They were not wanton. Wanty, wanty. They were not wanton. There was only one loose woman, only one loose woman among them. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, made her name known, as is written according to Vayikra Leviticus, Leviticus chapter 24, verses 10 to 11, where it reads, "And the son of an Israelitish woman, whose father was an Egyptian, a Mitzri, and whose mother's name was Shalomit, Shalomit, the daughter of Dibri, of the tribe of Dan, of the tribe of Dan." That is, he who be who he be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem, he who spoke and the world came into being, he himself testifies that in Yisrael, the Tsar of El, the Prince of the Almighty, Yashar El, the upright of the Almighty, Yisrael, the man who sees the true good, the true God, the Almighty Eye, there was no other child of wantonness except this one.
"Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?"
Now, no real man can live without no woman. That night to death as a woman to her man. She's essential to his purpose and his mission. A good woman is a glory to her man. She'll never take the power, still let's make him a better man. Every great man has a virtuous woman. Woman, you say you love me. You never leave me lonely, yeah. You always be there for me. Strong, which is part of your plan. I'll leave my mom and dad, find a woman and be one. With a woman I make my bond, perfect combination. I am a black man, so I love me black woman. Woman, I give me this sweet, sweet love. Oh, any time of day, yeah, lots of pieces and hearts. Oh, I and I, I burn on dull, yeah, yeah, yeah. No real man can live without a woman. As a woman to her man, she's essential to his purpose and his mission. A good woman is a glory to her man. She'll never take the power, she'll just make him a better man. Every great man has a virtuous woman. Woman I love and honor. For they are the light career, the Empress Omega, the mother of the foreign culture, revises the king and his empress Menin, who showed us the right and the true way of living. Woman could never cause sin, so listen as I sing. But women on the earth, my joy bell ring, ring, ring. Equality in Zion, my nation's law, that's the way it should go. For every man I know there is a woman. You meet the valley, oh, that's all I know. Oh, oh, oh yeah. Shuba shuba, shuba shuba day, shuba shuba, shuba 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 day, shuba shuba, shuba shuba day, shuba shuba day, shuba 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 day.
Well, I say the family unit is fundamental and important, you know. A real man can't live without someone, you know. A person's gonna rise, someone to purify the man that I want, you know. There you go, so much though, you know. Now, 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 now.
A real man can live without a woman. Like night to day, as a woman to her man. She's essential to his purpose and his mission. A good woman is a glory to her man. Woman, you say you love me. You never leave me lonely, yeah. You always be there for me. So I need not to worry, yeah. Woman to keep my strong with his
part of your plan. I leave my mom and dad, find a woman and be one. With a woman I make my bond, perfect combination. I am a black man, so me love me black woman. Woman I give me the sweet, sweet love. Oh, any time of day, yeah, lots of kisses and hugs. Rastaman a born a doll, yeah, yeah, yeah. No real man can live without a woman. Like night to day, says a woman.
Let God arise, let his enemies be scattered. Let them also that hate him flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melteth before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. But let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Yea, let them exceedingly rejoice. Sing unto God, sing praises to his name. Extol him that rideth upon the heavens by his name, Yah, Yah, Yah. And rejoice before him. A father of the fatherless, and a judge of the widows is God in his holy habitation. God setteth the solitary in families. He bringeth out those which are bound with chains, but the rebellious dwell in a dry land.